Hi, everybody. We were kind of holding off because we're waiting for our last veteran, but he knows we're starting, so he had a family thing first. So, welcome to Barnegie Hall, and for those of you who have never been here, which I think there's only a handful, we have shows here, we have concerts here all year long that help to support our nonprofit Music on a Mission. And Project Drew is one program of Music on a Mission where we take the proven benefits of music to people of all ages with different needs. So Project Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors, and is named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who was a musician and a songwriter and a poet. And Mike will talk more about Drew. And I just wanted to talk about, I'm so happy to see, first of all, for all the veterans here, thank you for your service. And I'm so happy to see so many that have participated before and come back to support the new ones, because social support is one of the preventive factors in veteran suicide. And so you all talk about the camaraderie that you experienced and can never be recreated. So this is just one teeny little way that we would like to have you connect with us and connect with each other and to continue to come back and support each other. And we need to hear your songs. You need to say that, you need to tell your story, and we need to hear your story. So these songs become a lasting tribute to your service and your place in history. The songwriters, as always, are phenomenal. And between the magic that happens between the songwriters and the veterans, it's crazy. So you'll see that, I'm sure. And so I also want to make sure I thank the songwriters for doing their job of writing a song in less than 24 hours. So Mike is going to tell you more about Drew and the project.
Thank you, Marilyn. Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing? This is like grade school assembly class. Like, there's plenty of seats up front, everybody. Everyone's like way back in the back. So just a few words to get us started here in our 22nd Drew workshop, believe it or not. It's our 22nd workshop. Awesome. And so why are we here? What do we do here? Who is Drew? And what comes next? Okay, so why are we here? As Marilyn mentioned, we're here to connect with our veteran community and our songwriter community. And really, as I think about the barn here and what a wonderful space it is, it's so sonically cozy. I love to play music here, and we hope that you'll enjoy the music today. I think you will. What we've learned so far is to just make space for our veterans to share a story or many stories, whatever story they'd like to, and sit and listen. And when we do that, and the vets and songwriters create a song together, it just gives a kind of connection, some way for other people that the vet knows, their family, their friends, some way for them to connect in a way that they might not otherwise, might not be able to, you know, open up and verbalize any given day, depending on how their day's going, what their mood is, what have you. But that song is really a connection. And Marilyn described it a minute ago as magic. I don't know how to describe the creative tension that happens, but a lot of our songwriters say, well, gosh, the least I can do is play some guitar for you if you're willing to be so open and courageous and share your story. And our vets are like, you're the one that has to get on stage tomorrow and play a song that we're going to write right now. So that creative tension, so to speak, it just seems to work so well. So we're really glad that you're here. We're excited for you to hear these songs. So who is Drew? So Drew Ferguson, the namesake for and tribute of our program. Drew Ferguson is a Northeast Ohio native. He grew up here in Avon Lake, and he's my cousin. And to say that he was a larger-than-life figure is an understatement. He was heavy into sports and physical activity and training, but he also played music and did poetry and artwork and whatnot. And his brother, Brian, who I'm close with, my cousin Brian, has said, Drew's military experience is like the least interesting about him. At least interesting thing about him, even though he served four tours in the Army, two in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, and one in Africa as a special forces operative. Unfortunately, he struggled in transition home, and we lost him in the summer of 2017 when he took his own life. And without description, it was really difficult for our family. But that's when we met Marilyn, and we started Project Drew in his honor. And again, it's back to that connection. You know, it's hard to think about what could have happened if Drew had a way to connect, a way to find groups and connections like this. But that's what we hope to do for all of our vets who've already participated. It's great to see you come back. And any vets and songwriters that may join us in the future. Okay, so what comes next? You're going to hear some great music. I want to start with, I'm going to take out my phone, and I invite you to do the same. I'm going to either turn it off or put it in silent mode. It's just a nice reminder to just, you know, turn off and tune in here. Just taking this music, we hear some amazing stories. Sometimes they're pretty deep and heavy, difficult and sad. Sometimes they're full of hope and just kind of wild, humorous. You know, can't believe what you know, you heard this story, what happened. Whatever that feeling is, just go with that. Just be with it and let the music carry you away. All right. Okay. So without further ado, we've got five songs, and we'll play a song at the end that my cousin Drew wrote. It's a nice anthem for us to wrap up. But to introduce the song that she wrote with her vet, I want to welcome to the stage Bethany Joy and Dan Soha.